Hello, and thank you for listening to the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast. This unedited audio is taken from Skepticamp 2024 and was recorded in front of a live audience in Manchester on the 18th of October 2024. A video of this, and many of the recordings hosted by Skeptics in the Pub online, are still available on our YouTube channel. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you would like to support what we do, you can join our Patreon. Find us at Patreon, Skeptics in the Pub online.
Okay, so our next talk is from the famous Pontus Brockman, who is from Sweden and is suspiciously going to tell us to forget about the Vikings for some reason.
Rest, yeah, it has something to do with the talk today. I would like to suggest that we focus too much on the Viking Age, saying that, and I'm saying that's not really that much of a thing, or wasn't in the back in the day. It's just that we remember it a little bit differently. So maybe we should forget all about the Vikings. So first, of course, who were the Vikings? Well, they were not an ethnic group. It wasn't even a profession. It was more a name for a pirate or a robber or a dealer in, human trafficking sometimes, that happened. But to go Viking was something that people did in Scandinavia long before you heard about it over here in Britain. So traditionally, we think about it as starting with the plunder of the Lindisfarne in 793, and then it magically ended at Stamford Bridge in 1066 when one Harold killed another Harold. And also sometimes we look at it a little bit longer back in the day, and we, at least in Sweden, we talk about the Vendel period. It's a bit fuzzy what that is, and before that, it's just prehistory and legend. So let's look into that legendary times a little bit and see what we can find. And this is going to be hard to cover in 10 minutes, but, well, basically we have the Stone Age, right? From 4000 BCE, we have farming happening regularly in Scandinavia, taking over from the hunter-gatherer societies. Then we have the Indo-Europeans arriving 2800 BCE. And from the 1700 before, well, the Common Era, we say we have the Bronze Age. Then people started to use bronze. I won't spend too much time on all of that, but I want to make one comment on the Bronze Age. Because in the 1990s, archaeologists found a battlefield in north of Germany, not in Scandinavia. It very clearly two big armies had clashed there. And looking at the tools and their weaponry, etc., you could see that one of them were a South German, maybe Czechian kind of army, and the other was a Scandinavian army. And these were big. This was a big battle, leaving approximately 1,000 people dead there. So both armies must have been very big, a couple of thousand at least. And this, in turn, means that in Scandinavia, by this time, there must have been a power, some sort of power center, who could muster such a big army. It's not just a couple of farmers asking their friends to go on a raid. This is organized in somewhat. And we haven't really heard about that. We didn't know about it until we found this battlefield. And this is 2,000 years before the so-called Viking Age. So definitely some things happened before the Vikings. Then we'll skip ahead to the early Iron Age. Starts at 500 BCE. Where we have finds of Scandinavian fleets in the Baltic Sea. We have the Goths, later more known as the Goths, coming very often. Well, it's debated where they came from, but we have the island of Gotland here at the top of this. Now I'm pressing the wrong button, so nothing happens. Anyway, so the Goths, they were all the way down to the Black Sea and raided Greek colonies, and this was like 800 years before the Viking Age. Then we get to the Roman Iron Age in Scandinavia, I should say, and it starts very specifically at the year 5, because that's when Tiberius, soon to be emperor of Rome, actually visited Denmark for the first time. And from this period on, there were regular connections between what we would call Denmark today and Rome, and also a little bit from the Uppsala people, the Swedes up there around what we now is the Stockholm area. And the Goots were still around doing this. So the Denmark became sort of a protectorate state of the Romans at this time. And what happened when you were a protectorate state, it was you were forced to send the son of the king was taken hostage by Rome very often and got a very good education down there. And this is probably what happened. So around 150 CE in Denmark, the first Scandinavian alphabet was created by a person who was probably familiar with both Latin and Greek. We can see that from the different signs that he used, or the letters that he used. Also, the Swedes were funny a little bit in this regard. This is a Roman coin, the aforementioned Tiberius, of course. But there's a Swedish king here doing the same, very handsome Swedish king who made a similar coin a couple of hundred years later, but clearly modeled after Roman things. The funny thing is about him, we can see that this is Tiberius, because if you look carefully, you can read his name around it. We don't know what the name was for the Swedish guy, because even though there are markings around it, there are nonsense markings. They hadn't learned the futhark by then in Sweden, so he just made something up to look more Roman. 400 years before the Viking Age, we were doing gold medallions. Then we have the migration period. You know what happened? A lot of invasion of Britain, of course, in waves by Jutes, Angles, and Saxons. Of course, that's became the Angles became Angleland, England, etc. So from there on, we had Scandinavians in the UK or in Britain. I will probably skip Beowulf a little bit. Many of you had to learn it in school, I guess, or read it in school. But basically, it's a Scandinavian, based on Scandinavian mythology from 500 CE around. 250 years before the Viking Age, we have, of course, shipbuilding was very, very important for the Scandinavian peoples. And also, we have a burial site at Suttonhoo. Maybe you've heard about it. It's very clearly almost a Viking ship, and it was 150 years before the Vikings, or the Viking Age, I should say. In Sweden, there was a town, there still is a city called Uppsala, which was the center of power at the time. By 700, they had a very stable constitution. They had regular assemblies. They had trade with city-like colonies over in Russia, or what we now call Russia, which was like 1,300 kilometers away, so pretty advanced. There were diplomatic relations with Constantinople and the Franks, for instance. They may not have looked as posh as in this picture. The picture is not a photograph from the time. It's somebody's impression made a little bit later. So maybe we should revise the timeline. I think we should. This is the timeline I showed before. Prehistory, legend. Maybe we count the Vendel period and then Viking Age and the Middle Age starting in 1066. I would suggest, and it's not just my suggestion, that we replace it with something like this, where we put in what we now know about the Goots, about Tiberius in Denmark. We've known about him for a while, though, but nobody paid too much attention, I think. And we replace the Vendel Viking Age with what we would call the Late Iron Age. And I suggest that the Middle Age started earlier, about 100 years earlier than we're commonly saying in Scandinavia. So in 965 and 970, the Danish and the Swedish kings converted to Christianity. And I think that's a good, well, it's as good as an indication as any to count it as a new period. Also, the unification of Norway came together, well, a little bit before that. So I think this is a more nuanced way to look at what we normally refer to as Vikings. Remember, they were not a people. It was an activity that some people did, and it was very violent. It was gruesome. I think that the reason we focus on Lindisfarne is that the people who did that raid made a big mistake. They raided somebody who could write things down. They raided the monks, and they were, of course, very pissed off about the terrible thing that happened. So they started to write these things down, and that's where we remember it from. But it had happened a long, long time before as well. Yeah, and they're putting the Tollense battle in the picture as well. So should we forget the Vikings? Perhaps not, but we should know that the Vikings didn't come from nowhere. Here's a good quote. The Viking raiders were never a bolt from the blue. Their victims had encountered Scandinavians many times before. And that is a quote from Neil Price and a book that is very good called Children of Ash and Elm, and one of the sources for this talk. Thank you. Pontus!
So, I think I've just learned that the TV series Vikings is bollocks.
Yeah, okay. Perhaps.
I've never seen it, but I'm definitely not going to watch it now. Since Kat isn't queuing up the questions, I'll just pick one from the top. Question from Igor!
Hey!
In Russia, the not-Vikings were called Varjega?
Varengians.
Them?
Varengians, yes.
And were mostly hired to manage the place and didn't do much pillaging. Was it unique behavior for the region?
They did a lot of pillaging, I think. I think they were mostly the same kind of things. It's just they called it something different when they went east and then went west. They did a lot of stuff, and they were involved very much with the founding of Kiev and what is now Ukraine, but was the Rus, the name Rus in Rus, Russia, Russland, Rusland. Russia most likely comes from a Swedish region called Roslagen, and or previously Roden, and it has to do with rowing, so it's not that far-fetched. But in Finnish and in Estonian, you still call Sweden Rutsi or Ruotsi. I can't pronounce it exactly in Finnish, but something like that.
Thank you.
That wasn't the question, was it? No.
Close enough. I mean, educating the Russian in the back of the room is great. I enjoyed that a lot. Another question from Anonymous. How would this suggested timeline incorporate Polish, Greenland, Estonian, etc. Viking sites?
You don't think I've run out of time already? You wanted to do the whole river. I'm sure. I mean, the interesting thing with history is that we only, and I'm just, you know, you were laughing when I said that they wrote things down. We remember what is documented, and everything else is lost. And that's what's so fascinating with archaeology, because that's where we can begin to find out things that have been forgotten. And I'm sure there's a lot of history we need to revise if we just could. And people are working on that as well.
Lawrence asks, is the Tollense site open for visitors?
No, I don't think it is. It's not, not to my knowledge. We have to read about it in books. I think it's a valley, it's a river. I don't think they would encourage people to go there and destroy the archaeological evidence, because they are not finished in excavating it yet.
Interesting. Anonymous asks, why has the term Viking become so popular? I fully believed it was an ethnic group.
Yeah, again, I think it's the tradition that, languages are difficult. You start with some people call themselves, I'm a Vikinger, I'm doing this. And then people say, okay, good, you're a Viking. So I guess everybody that looks like you are Vikings. And then you write that down at Lindisfarne, and then you go.
And finally, I think we've got some Monty Python fans in the audience.
Oh.
What did the Vikings do for us anyway?
Well, I should have been prepared for that. They actually built all of the British, the old English language, for instance. I mean, all of that came from, and then again with the Norse, let's call them Vikings, coming there and influencing the language here.
Yeah, but apart from that, what else? I think we'll end there. Thank you very much, Pontus.
Thank you.
That was the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast. For more skeptical content, including information about future talks, please like us on Facebook, follow at SITP on Twitter, or head to our website at sitp.online, where you'll also find a link to all the ways you can get in touch with us, including our Discord server. Music in this episode was provided by Thula Bora and used with permission. Until next time, thanks for listening.